Great. Thank you, David. Report and possible discussion on Allen's Creek Reservoir update.
Mr. Chairman, directors, this is not an action item. This is just a report to you on the Allen's Creek site. You have a really good summary in your backup, so I'll just fly real high over the top of this and give you a little bit of an overview just for some of our newer directors. We have a reservoir site that is down in Austin County. This reservoir site was previously a Houston Lighting and Power nuclear power facility, and it was permitted as such. The nuke site was never built, and the water right was allowed to basically expire. About the same time they did the Senate Bill 1 process, Senator Buster Brown decided that it was a travesty to have an existing reservoir site go away, and so he single-handedly pushed a bill to revive the permit and got the Brazos River Authority and the City of Houston involved. Tried to get just the Brazos River Authority involved first, and the BRA didn't want to have anything to do with it. They didn't think they could afford it. So we got a shotgun wedding with the folks from Houston, and they have 70% of the project, and we have 30% of the project. Just under 10,000 acres of surface area. The yield of the project is 100,000 acre feet, or just under 100,000 acre feet, and there you have the breakdown of the two. These are adjusted $2008 dollars. Obviously, they'd be up a little bit. It's been a couple of years since then, but those are pretty good dollar figures. The water in the project is authorized for industrial, irrigation, and municipal purposes. Next slide, please. Here's a layout of the site. What I want to draw your attention to is if you're not familiar with the area, the Brazos River comes and makes a little bend down in here right across from the city of Simonton over in Fort Bend County. Over on the Austin County side, you got the city of Sealy up there at the top of the page, and you got the little community of Wallace. Wallace is the one, the dam structure will be just up from where Wallace is. So when we have our public meetings out there, we most often have them here in Wallace. I guess the last one was the SBJST hall there in Wallace. The Water Development Board helped us with the project. They funded 50% of the site acquisition cost, and so they're a 50% partner in the project with the City of Houston and BRA. The TCEQ reissued the water rights permit. They updated it for what then was state-of-the-art environmental flows. Now it would probably be even more based on what we're seeing with SysOps. What is most interesting about all of this is the law that was passed to give us the permit, and subsequently the permit from TCEQ and the funding documents from the Water Development Board all have dates in there to hold Houston and BRA's feet to the fire. There is a 2018 start date for construction that is mandated by the bill, the permit, and by the funding documents. And the permit and the funding documents go further and say, not only do you have to start construction on the 2018, you got to be finished 3 years later in 2021. So, next slide. One of the things that we did was we had Friesen Nichols come in and take a look at what it's going to take us to, what are the critical steps for us to be able to do in order to pursue this project. And they came back and said, it's going to take you 8 to 10 years just to do the permitting with the Corps of Engineers for the permit site because you got to get your 404 permit. Well, at the time that they did that, it was 2008, 2009, and it looked like it would be about 10 years from that date to get the permitting done. So we started trying to talk to the City of Houston, and one of the things that we figured out was the City of Houston wasn't paying any attention to this. Not only were they not paying any attention to it, they weren't funding it. We were going to need to see over $1.5 million a year starting 2 years ago for the critical pieces of the 404 permitting process, and they weren't funding it. You know, and you guys were putting y'all's 30 cents on the dollar for every dollar that was going to be spent aside in our budget process. And the Houston people were just kind of, their idea was that, well, Houston's customers don't need this water until way out. So at this stage of the game, we'll just wait and we'll go get a bill passed to push the timeline back. Well, one of the things that we understand about the legislative process is right now is not the time to go try to get a bill passed dealing with opening up a water rights permit, because based on what they've done down there, that 100,000 acre feet isn't going to be 100,000 acre feet when the legislative process is done with you. And by the time you go back to the state agency to affect whatever the legislature did to the changes, it's going to be less than that. So we really feel strongly that we don't want to do that. So what we put on the table with the city of Houston is we got back in front of them, got back in front of their face. Phil went down with us and had a high-level meeting with one of the direct reports to the city manager there. I guess it's not really a city manager. What type of government do they have in Houston? Yeah, strong mayor. It's like the direct report to the mayor, and we got it back in front of him. Said, "Hey guys, you know, we got these issues out here. Every year that we go along that we're not doing this, we're compressing that timeline. Right now, for 2018, we're looking at 8 years. It's going to take every bit of 6 to 8 years to get the 404 permitting work done. So we really need to be engaging with the Corps of Engineers on getting this done." So in a sense, we figured out that our partner is not pulling their share of the weight on this project, and we're not going to make our 2018 date without them. So what we decided pretty quickly was we need to do something to get Houston off the dime. And one of the things that came to mind pretty quickly was said, hey, maybe what we need to do, because I don't know if y'all read the newspapers, the clips, but Houston's got some very well-publicized financial problems that's plaguing it right now. They are in horrible financial shape down there. So coming up with a couple of million bucks a year to go in and fund this study to be able to do this project, it's not in their budget. So we you know, pretty quickly determined that the thing to do is to go offer to buy them out. Because at this stage of the game, nobody really has very much money into this project yet. I mean, we've done the site acquisition stuff, but Water Development Board paid for half of that. So most of what Houston has paid has been in the form of interest. So you can buy them out for less than $10 million if you were so inclined. Or you could change the relationship. Maybe we flip it and go from, you know, 30% our share, 70% their share, to 70% our share, 30% their share. But we put it all on the table with them. And what they said was, okay, we're kind of open to the idea of you buying us out, but you got to understand, we can't step away from a water supply, from a regional water supply here at the city of Houston. So we've got to figure out a way to deal with that. So one of the things that we did was we said, all right, what if we either gave you an option to buy water from us at some point in time in the future when the needs for your customer develops, or we could have a situation where when the needs come, we could give you a right of first refusal, and you could buy back in as a full partner on the project for something. I mean, obviously, we wouldn't want them to go back to 70%. We probably wouldn't sell them any more than 49% because BRA would want to always keep at least a 51% ownership in the project. They like the idea of having the option of buying in as a partner rather than buying in as a customer. And the last discussions that we got with them was that they preferred the concept of buying back into the project. So where we stand right now is this. We had a mayoral election in Houston, and the administration changed. And some of the people that we were dealing with are now in different positions than what they were before. And basically, Houston has kind of gone cold mic on us. They've been talking to us, and we really thought we were building towards a meeting that would bring us to a negotiating point. They've kind of taken a step back away from that and said, well, what if we come up with some money? We'd like to know how much it's going to cost to just start the 404 permitting work, and maybe we can pay for part of that. And it's kind of like, I want to go swimming, but I don't want to get any more than my toe wet, you know. And so that's very frustrating. And one of the things that we've done is we've realized that we're running into the wheels of the bureaucracy. So we will have to come back to you at some point in time in the future with a revised look at how we do this. But it may very well be that we need to escalate this within the city leadership and use some of the contacts we have down in Houston to try to get the right people in front of it. Because I have to think, given Houston's financial situation, that not only is it valuable for them to receive some amount of money in the term of $5 to $10 million for this, but the deferral or the avoidance of having to pay all of these costs for the 404 permit is going to have a significant value for them as well. Plus, I mean, as a practical matter, when you start talking about doing the $200 million plus that it's going to take to finish building out this reservoir project, they don't have that. So that's, Mr. Chairman, that's the update with the Allen's Creek project. Do y'all have any questions about what I've told you?
Great. Thank you, John.